3-2 beer began disappearing from Kansas grocery stores on April 1st, when full-strength beer went on sale everywhere beer is sold. The 3.2% alcohol by weight standard has been around a long, long time. But as Frank Morris reports, the standard was never based on anything but guesswork, and it led to some unintended consequences.
To understand where 3-2 beer comes from, you have to go back to the early 1930s.
Give me a Bigfoot and a bottle of beer.
In March of 1933, 9 months before Prohibition was completely repealed, President Roosevelt signed the Beer and Wine Revenue Act.
Beer is back and will soon be flowing again throughout the country as a result of Roosevelt's...
But Prohibition was officially still on, so there had to be some limit on the amount of alcohol allowed in beer.
So there were a series of long congressional hearings and lots of testimony and this, that, and the other thing. The compromise ended up being 3.2, and it's an arbitrary number. There's nothing magical about it.
Maureen Ogle writes about the history of beer and says that after the federal government legalized all liquor, the 3.2 alcohol by weight standard took hold in lots of states as a middle course between allowing alcohol and not, sort of temperance light.
I just call it the long shadow of prohibition.
Regulators set 3-2 beer apart from other drinks. An influential study in the 1930s labeled it a non-intoxicating beverage. And after prohibition, when states including Kansas established a crazy quilt of alcohol regulations, many made special provisions for 3-2. In some, it was the only drink allowed. Others made it easier to buy than stronger beer, wine, and spirits. Bart Watson, chief economist at the Brewers Association, says 3-2 sales were big about 40 years ago, fueled by teen consumption.
My guess would be that we see 3-2 peak in the 70s. That's a time when, you know, a lot of states had rules that differentiated consumption for 18 to 21-year-olds.
In other words, 18-year-olds could drink legally in many states as long as they were drinking 3-2 beer. Younger kids found it easy to get to. American teen drinking peaked in the late 70s. By the mid-80s, the country had adopted a uniform minimum drinking age, 21. And Watson says, one by one, states scrapped special rules for 3-2 beer.
The types of carve-outs that said grocery stores, convenience stores, chain retailers can only sell 3-2 started to slowly go away. Generally, this kind of category of 3-2 has been slowly regulated out of existence.
Oklahoma and Colorado changed their laws last year. Now it's Kansas's turn. And Dennis Toney, an executive with Ball's Food Stores, is ready.
It's a big step for the grocers in the state of Kansas. We've all wanted this for quite some time now.
At the Roland Park Price Chopper, Tony stands in front of a brand new cooler full of craft beer. Another holds full strength versions of old standbys. And now he says his customers can stop settling for second class beer.
A lot of people knew it was 3-2, they'd grit their teeth and buy it anyway. But they would rather have full strength and a lot more variety. Most of this variety beer we're looking at now, we didn't have before.
You know who else likes seeing the end of the 3-2 standard? Brewers. At Boulevard Brewing Company in Kansas City, President Jeff Crum talks about decades of making 3-2 beer for Kansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado grocery stores with distaste.
It was just a pain in the posterior, you know, for everyone. And our brewers were very excited to get out of the 3-2 business.
Kansas will still limit the alcohol content in beer sold outside liquor stores. The new cap is 6% alcohol by volume, which excludes a lot of high-end brew. Utah is ditching 3-2 November 1st, which leaves just one state enforcing a 3.2% alcohol by weight limit on grocery store beer. And Jamie Poole, president of the Minnesota Grocers Association, says store owners there are already having trouble finding 3-2 beer to sell. Does it feel kind of lonely there?
Yes, that's not funny, but it does feel lonely, and it's frustrating, you know, because nobody wants to be last.
At least when it comes to upholding an arbitrary 86-year-old standard, preserving an unloved class of beer. I'm Frank Morris.